know he's going to get his rebounds. Certainly you want to make it difficult for him.
Tackling Satoransky. Look, fires from deep. Bullseye.
I had to walk through the valley. I'm fighting off all my demons. I'm searching for meaning. I don't need a reason. We just want it all. Yeah, look in the mirror. That's your competition. You either go hard or give up. That's your. I had to fight through the trenches. There's patience and repetition. The vision will meet the mission. I promise you will receive it all. Yeah, I'm just telling you it's real. You gotta go through the valley to reach the hill.
All right, we're rolling on about, what, 3 months now of not recording, and we're finally back, man. A lot has happened. The Suns got eliminated. Denver won a championship. The Miami Heat as an 8 seed went all the way to the finals. The Suns, the Chris Paul era ended. The Monty Williams era ended. And we are right in the middle of it once again, man. It's just like we were last summer, right? Last summer was the summer of KD. Yeah. You had your fingerprints all over that. We were all over that all summer, and that consumed most of our summer last year. But how you doing, man? It's been a while since we've recorded. I know you got some things in the works. Tell us about it. What can you tell us about that? I know big things are happening. Plan to make a big move, right?
Yeah, man. And I'm starting to question the timing of it. You know what I mean? I don't know why I decided to move me and my family 3,000 miles away to Arizona in the middle of a basketball off season. I think I'm starting to realize that was a little crazy. Big things are coming, man. I'm hoping that me and my family are rooted in Arizona. Hopefully, you know, between July 15th and August 1st, we're still doing stuff. I may be flying out to Arizona this week to meet up with some realtors and do some stuff, but a lot of stuff on our plate, and that explains why we haven't been doing shows. I mean, you know, it's a big deal. I know you've been busy, man. You got life, you got stuff going on. And this coast-to-coast move, no pun intended, but it is a coast-to-coast move. So we're back, man. We're going to be a lot more present once this move is done. I'm excited about what coast-to-coast, the potential of it. Once we get out there and no more 3,000 miles away, and we can do some more stuff. So yeah, we're not going anywhere, man. Coast to coast still here, but yeah, I'm in the middle of a lot of stuff, man. So basketball off season takes a little bit of a backseat to moving my family from one coast to the other.
Yeah, man. And you know what's funny about that is, like, people don't understand how difficult it is with the three-hour time difference.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks. I mean, we both have full-time jobs. The other day I was like, all right, you know, I'll plan it around my lunch, and all hell broke loose and I got tied up, and I was like, all right, well, that didn't happen. So, but once you're here, man, I'm excited that you're actually going to be here. We'll probably be, I mean, for the most part, we'll probably do the show in person, hopefully, fingers crossed. And hopefully bring a lot more content, man. Who knows? We might be an entire entity of Arizona sports and just cover every single sport, man. So
that's right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because you're teasing right now.
No, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the potential of it. I know we've been talking about it for 3 years since we started this during the pandemic. And now it's starting to come together, man. I'm excited for you to get out here and for us to start doing more with this podcast and covering not just the Suns, but a lot more Arizona sports.
Yeah, man, that's what we're looking at. We may be looking at a totally revamped show, doing it together, a nice new studio. A lot of fun things covering all sports, and you know, it's exciting, man. There's a lot of stuff on the table. But yeah, so for everybody that's been out there asking where we've been working, we've been grinding, we've been taking care of family. But we've been also making moves behind the scenes that are going to probably lead to some really cool stuff once we get out there. So I'm excited, man. And like you said, we got a lot of basketball to talk about. Right in the middle of an off season, man. It ain't even really start yet, man. People are bugging out. It's June 25th.
Oh, man. Hey, and by the way, we didn't break up either, because I saw some of that. It's like, man.
Yeah. Brothers don't break up, man. You my brother. I can't make you not my brother, right? So yeah.
That's a good point. But yeah, man, let's dive right into it. Like you said, it's a June 25th. People have already lost their minds three times over. People have rejoiced. It's been crazy, man. Let's go back about a week or so. We start getting wind of this Bradley Beal thing. And then you start hearing Miami, you start hearing Phoenix, and those are the only two places he'll consider. Right away, you gotta tell yourself, well, we don't have a draft pick for 85 years. So, you know, that's out the window, right? Who are we going to trade them? Landry Shamet and scraps? I can't. No, that's not going to happen. And lo and behold, Bradley Beal has a no trade clause, which means he can go wherever the hell he wants. And you got to take the scraps or you have to keep them. And it was just this perfect storm of things. I put out a tweet saying, you see all these BS trades on Twitter with the trade machine, right? I've always said, hey, people should take a course before being able to use a trade machine. That's how ridiculous these trades are.
Right.
And I see it all the time. Hey, let's give up Jock Lindell, Landry Shamet, and, you know, the corpse of, you know, X, Y, and Z, and let's go get an all-star. Well, we actually got an opportunity to do that, right? Yep. We traded Chris Paul and Landry Shamet for Bradley Beal, who has been stuck in basketball purgatory out there in Washington, right? So, and now he gets to come out here and play with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. He gets to get revitalized. He gets to compete for a championship. And yet, I still see people losing their minds and saying this was a bad idea. I mean, you can make fun of us, Bill Simmons. You can make fun of Matt Ishbia all you want. That's cool. We still got three players that can be a number one on half the teams in the league, even more.
That's right.
So,
hey, Dan, by the way, let's not lose fact of you got Brad Beal for a guy that was reported to be cut for nothing just a couple weeks earlier, and a guy that everyone said you couldn't get anything for in Landry Shamet. And so you see how the business works, right? You see how the business works. You know, I tweeted out the night before the deal was official that I had spoke to my sources and that Brad Beal, the whole Miami thing, it was simple. He wanted to be in Phoenix. And it sounds like a song we sang last year, right? Somebody wanted to be in Phoenix, right? And so Brad wanted to be in Phoenix. Phoenix was really the only place he wanted to come to. Miami was not really in the mix, to be honest. And you get him for the ghost of Chris Paul.
Like
okay,
that.
The ghost of Chris Paul. And I love Chris.
I love him. Hey, man, I love him for everything he did. But
I love Chris.
That's facts. The ghost of Chris Paul.
I have to be 39 years old. The ghost of Chris Paul. And I'm going to be, I'm not a negative guy. So Landry Shamet is in the NBA. And he's doing better than a lot of people who want to call him names and do things. But reality is, one of the most inconsistent, unproductive players on the Suns and around the league. So you give up a bunch of second round picks. I keep hearing about the pick swaps. I think people need to realize that most of those pick swaps are not even going to come into effect because the Suns are going to be better than Washington. Pick swaps are basically a glorified way of saying I got a little bit more than I actually did for Brad Beal. If they were able to execute one of those pick swaps, it might be too much. But okay, we'll call it four pick swaps if you want. You know what I mean? The Suns are going to have picks in those drafts, and they're probably going to have the pick that they were originally going to have, because highly doubt that the Suns are going to go or become as bad as Washington during this little time period. Now, 2030, whatever. We'll worry about that. That's 7 years from now, brother. I don't know. We may not even, you know.
We might not be around in 7 years.
Right. So we're not going to talk about that.
The aliens might take over. AI might take over by then.
Right. You're right. So we're not going to get into that. We got Devin Booker. We got Kevin Durant. We got Brad Beal. And it's going to be an interesting offseason. You know, the Suns are, again, a prime destination. People want to be here. I trust Matt Ishbia. I trust James Jones. I know they're doing everything to put this team in the right spot. And there are other things to talk about. And I know people want to talk about these things, but I keep saying it. People get mad. I keep saying it's a long summer, man. It's June 25th. That's it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, this time last year, we hadn't even jumped 2 feet into the Kevin Durant thing yet, right? I mean, I remember you. It was May. I don't remember the exact date. You might remember.
It was May 15th.
May 15th. I was going to say May 18th. That would have been close enough. You put out that tweet. Unique opportunities coming up, and I want to say it was July. It was right around because it was. I want to say it was June 30th. Yeah. At the end of June, first days of July, because I remember July 4th last year was on a Monday, I believe, and we're like, hey, we might see some. I remember you. We kept alluding, maybe we'll see some fireworks, right?
Yeah, and it was a funny little joke. It was tongue in cheek.
Yeah, people took that.
Let's talk about it. So I did a live show with Luke Lipinski and I want to say K-Ray. I think K-Ray was filling in for Wolf. And I did a live radio show on 98.7. And they were like, hey, Flex, you know, KD requested a trade. Phoenix is reportedly his prime destination. When do you think this will go down? And I was saying, this is exactly what I said. People could pull up the tape. I said, it can happen in 4 minutes. It can happen in 4 days. It can happen in 4 hours. It might happen on July 4th. Expect some fireworks on July 4th. Like, it was tongue in cheek. It was pretty, pretty organic. And people just went and said, oh, Flex said it's happening July 4th. So, that's the business. Yeah. You know, that's the business.
We went through it, right? I mean, when they didn't trade for him last summer. It was one of those things where, oh shit, you guys are frauds. You guys were wrong. And then when it did happen,
but we're not frauds when we report that Devin Booker is going to play in a certain game 3 days before it happens. We're not frauds by KD and CP and Chris all Paul, the other stuff. Right, you know, but none of that. So you know, people are going to take you. You know, they're going to shoot for your L's. They're going to look for your L's and ignore your dubs. And so we don't bother with that.
That's cool. I'm good with that. Hey, good. Keep bringing that energy. That's all I ask. Keep listening.
How many L's Chris Haynes got this summer?
Oh, so far.
And
don't get me started on Jake Fisher, man. That dude still gets like tweeted about, like his reports. I don't think he's been right on one thing. So I'll just say that you can,
Numbers and I'm not hating on Chris Haynes. He does
me
his
either.
Job.
Me either. I'm not hating on him either.
He's got real sources. He got real sources.
Hey, he's higher up than I am. He's above my pay grade. I just find it funny that people like to, just because he's at the pay grade, people like to ignore the L's. But hey, it is what it is. You know, won't harp on it. But let's talk about something, because I've been trying to stay off Twitter a lot, just because Twitter's a toxic place, man. I'm starting to. I feel a lot better when I'm not on there constantly, but I did kind of see over the weekend. So people were, there was reports that were saying pretty much the same thing, but people kept trying to make it like they were conflicting reports. More particularly with John Gambadoro. Gambo, Gambo's been in the Valley for over 20 years. Everybody knows who Gambo is, right?
Right.
Has his sources, does his reporting, like him or love him. He's professional and he's been doing it a long time, and he does a really good job. He's been right on a lot of things.
Absolutely.
And people, I saw over the weekend, people try to start a little beef with you and Gambo, saying that you guys were calling each other out and saying you guys were bullshit. And I don't know, man. I didn't see a lot about it. I caught the part where Gambo was like, no, man, like, it's cool. It's love. Like, we don't follow each other, but we respect each other. And I mean, we do that, right?
And there's, we know each other, and we know each other. Like, me and Gambo talk on the phone. We've done that. He mentioned in the tweet that he's mentored me in the past. He has. And so I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's crazy. Like, I got respect for John Gambadoro, and he knows what I do and how I do it, and we go about it. And to make it real simple, Dan, he was saying he thinks the Suns are keeping DeAndre Ayton. And I'm saying the Suns are talking to teams about DeAndre Ayton. Now, again, We've never came out and said, yo, the Suns are absolutely trained DeAndre Ayton. Like, I never said that. I love DeAndre Ayton. We've never done shows. We've been DeAndre supporters.
We're a very pro DeAndre Ayton podcast.
We are. I love DeAndre Ayton. If DeAndre Ayton stays with the Suns, man, I'm cool with it. I think Frank Vogel can do a good job with DeAndre Ayton. Now, does that eliminate the fact then that I know from my conversations I'm having with people around the Suns and around the league? You know, I'm not just talking to the Suns. I'm talking to teams that are telling me they've had conversations with the Suns about DeAndre. So what am I supposed to do? Not say the Suns are not having conversations? I know who the Suns aren't having conversations about. Name them. Go ahead, Dan. Devin Booker's not being talked about.
Nah, they're hanging up that phone ASAP. Right.
Kevin Durant's not being talked about.
No, absolutely not.
Brad Beal's not being talked about. Now, teams call about DeAndre and the Suns are going to entertain it, and the Suns are having conversations. Teams call about those other three guys, the Suns are hanging up the phone. And so you take that however you want, but the Suns were having conversations about DeAndre before the draft, during the draft, and after the draft. Okay? That's what I reported. At the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, we just saw a situation the other day where Boston, Washington and the Clippers supposedly had a deal done, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you emphatically, Boston was calling about DeAndre, and then the Suns were interested in Malcolm Brogdon. Okay? That's real. That happened, Dan. Okay? We saw what happened. They reported the trade was done, and then right before midnight, boom, big bomb, right? Not done. not done.
There was like eight tweets by Shams and Woj saying they're close, they're working on it, they're close. And then it didn't happen. So,
right. Memphis jumped in, and that's the business of the NBA. The Suns can have a conversation with a team at 10 a.m., and that whole conversation can change at 4 p.m. It's just that's the nature of the business. So, I'm gonna stick to my reporting, man. The Suns are having conversations about DeAndre Ayton, and I've said this on Twitter. I don't know how clear to be, Dan. I mean, we've talked about this. The Suns are not going to give away DeAndre Ayton for a bag of chips. They're just not going to do it. The Suns will keep DeAndre Ayton before they give him away for nothing. So if teams are going to come correct, we could talk about DeAndre Ayton. If you're not going to come correct, then we won't. But to think that those conversations aren't happening, that's not true. And I'll go on record to say that. The Suns are indeed talking about DeAndre Ayton, but they won't give him away, period. End of discussion.
I'm glad you worded it that way, right? Because, I mean, even Gambo has said, if they find good role players that can contribute, they will make a trade. If they find good role players that they believe that can contribute on a championship team, they will make the trade. But like you said, you ain't giving them away for a bag of chips. He doesn't have a no-trade clause like Bradley Beal does. Let me rephrase that. He does until July 15th, right?
Right.
He doesn't until July 14th or 15th, one of those days, or in that area. He can veto any trade. After that, he doesn't. So, you know, it's not one of those things where you have to get, you know, pennies on the dollar in a DeAndre Ayton trade.
And why would you, D?
You wouldn't. I would.
24-year-old center, that's pretty damn good. Why would you?
And listen, we've seen all the reports, man, about his relationship with Monty. Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, I love Monty Williams, man. I think Monty Williams failed DeAndre Ayton. I think if you gave Monty Williams truth serum, he'd be upset about it. He's like, he would tell you the truth. Yeah, I failed that young man, because that's not what he's about, right? At least what we know of him, good human being, takes care of young players like that. But at the end of the day, he failed DeAndre Ayton, and you're not going to give him away and say, hey, what if Frank Vogel, who, I mean, let's call it like it is, Roy Hibbert, when he was no longer with Frank Vogel, was no longer a functioning NBA player. You're telling me he can't bring out more in DeAndre Ayton, who has all the talent in the world and just hasn't been able to put it all together? Like, let's be real, man. We're not giving him away, and that's what I don't understand. Like, no, we're not trading him for, you know, two expiring contracts that might be able to catch lightning in the bottle. That's not gonna happen. I feel like you and Gambo are kind of saying the same thing. Gamble keeps saying, well, I expect DeAndre Ayton not to be traded. That's fine. But you have to, you have to look at it in a vacuum in what he's trying to say, right? He's saying he doesn't expect it because he doesn't think there might be a trade out there that would work. Same thing that you're saying. The Suns are still trying to find a trade for DeAndre Ayton, but they're trying to find the right trade.
Correct.
I feel like it's to me, it's all semantics, right? You guys are basically saying the same thing. Yes, he sounds more definitive in what he's saying, which is fine. He can. He's saying that, and he's saying exactly what he's hearing. Hey, I expect the Suns to keep DeAndre Ayton, probably because they can't find a good deal for him. You're saying that the Suns are still looking for a good deal. It's the same damn thing, man.
It's the same thing.
I don't know what people can't understand. There's no beef. There's no – like, it's exactly the same thing. The Suns aren't giving away DeAndre Ayton. They're not. They don't have to. I get the whole depth thing, but guess what? You're already in the second apron. You might as well blow it the fuck up. Blow it up.
Right. Here's the thing, D. The Suns have a plan. I mean, there are people that are willing to come here for less money. There are people here that are willing to come here to revitalize their careers. You know, there are people that are looking at the Malik Monk situation and saying, I can do that with those guys. I can go there and be a heck of a basketball player and bet on myself and revitalize my value and end up going to Phoenix and doing something. So they have a plan. I don't buy into this whole they don't have a plan thing. They do have a plan. But again, they're not just going to give away 24-year-old center, former first-round pick, former first overall pick for nothing. It just doesn't make sense. Now, I'll tell you this.
And that's just good business, by the way.
That is good business. That's good business.
Like people need to set their DeAndre Ayton feelings aside. Like, I get it. He's a very frustrating kid to root for. You need to stop with that. He's not an addition by subtraction guy. He's not a guy that you can just give away in the cap space and just say, okay, we got better. That's it. No, it's not that.
Let me ask you something. I had somebody reach out, and it was interesting. And I'm not calling this person out. We ain't got no beef. But I had somebody reach out, and he was like, hey, man, Flex, you're saying DeAndre Ayton is being shot, but you've been saying that for 3 years. Here's the funny thing is that you remember me and you having a conversation about a guy named DeMontis Sabonis, right? About two years ago.
2 years ago on my birthday, I had gotten a DeAndre Ayton jersey on that day.
Right.
And then you called me and you're
and
like,
then I called you.
Hey, bro, yeah. I think DeAndre's getting traded. I was like, son of a bitch. I was like, I wore it already.
Right. So I remember having a 2-hour conversation with you because I had gotten wind that the Suns and the Pacers were discussing the DeAndre Ayton for DeMontis Sabonis tweet. I tweeted that out. I put that out. Okay. Because that's the information I was given. That's not a lie. Now, it comes out, you know, we don't trade DeAndre Ayton for Sabonis. And then shortly after it comes out, hey, the Suns were having talks with the Pacers about DeMontis Sabonis. Okay. Last year, when DeAndre was a restricted free agent, Suns were having talks about DeAndre Ayton. Okay. Now they couldn't find a deal. He signed an offer sheet. They matched it. They brought it back. Were they still having talks about DeAndre Ayton? Yes, they were. This summer, DeAndre Ayton, there's conversations going on. So, yeah, I can't make them pull the trigger. I'm having the conversations, and they're telling me for the last 3 years they've been talking about DeAndre Ayton, okay? So, yeah, I don't know what else to say, man. It's just one of these things where it's like, come on, guys, this is comedy. And Twitter is comedy a lot of times.
It really is.
Listen, I stay on Twitter, Dan. Honestly, at this point, I'm on Twitter for the followers that we've built relationships with, that I've learned to love and respect. I've met some of these people. And so if I get some information, I put it out there. A lot of them at this point understand where I stand. I can't go on Twitter and say names. I can't say on Twitter what's going on. That's not the relationships I have. I hear things. If I'm allowed to throw a little nugget out there, I will. But I'm not blowing up relationships. I'm not blowing up contacts. I'm not blowing up sources. I'm not doing that so that somebody in their basement could be happy that they got some information about DeAndre Ayton. That's just not the way we do business, okay? And so, there's a lot of people that are going to have their comments and say, and it is what it is. I'm only on Twitter at this point for the people that actually are what I consider genuinely good followers.
Yeah.
And, And all the rest is just, man, it's just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, literally, they had me and Gambo going at war with each other, and I'm laughing. I'm like, man, I like Gambo. Me and Gambo cool. Like, what are y'all talking about?
You know, man. Yeah, you know what? It's funny. So, some of my closest friends now, I met through Twitter. I met through, you know, Sons. I mean, that's how I met you, bro. I mean,
right.
There's no coast to coast without Twitter, right? We jumped on a big ass Zoom call. You know what's crazy is, I was kind of going back through our episodes the other day, and there was an episode on there where my all-in trade was Bradley Beal. I don't know if you remember that.
Ooh.
Bradley Beal was my all-in
Now that you say that, I do remember us talking about Bradley Beal a while ago. I do remember us talking about Bradley Beal. I can't say I remember exactly when, but I do recollect now you having a conversation about Bradley Beal.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic. I think they were in the bubble actually when we were going. It was actually maybe it was right after the bubble, and we were kind of figuring out what was going to happen. This is before Chris Paul and all that stuff. But I say that all to say, man, like Twitter is cool. I met some cool ass people on there. I've met people that I've met in real life in person that I've had over to my house for dinner. That I've, you know, everything. You know what I mean? That I celebrated game two win in the finals with, you know what I'm saying? Like you know how that is. But for the most part, it's not real life. And I'll give a shout out to my boy Kenton. He always says this. He does the Suns in the pod. Twitter is not real life, man. The internet is not real life. And sometimes it's just like, hey, that's cool. If it makes you feel better to troll people, if that's how you deal with your mental health, cool. I'm all right with that.
Right.
You know, I'm not okay with the personal attacks and all that stuff. You know, it is what it is. I think we're adults. I'm an adult. I can deal with that kind of stuff. It's uncalled for, but it is what it is. We put stuff out there because, I mean, it's what we do, man. I mean, it's what you do, right? It's what you like to do. You like this shit. I like this shit. It's why we podcast. Right. It's. Listen, man, we don't get paid for this yet, right? Hopefully that changes one day.
Right.
But we don't get paid for it. We do this because we love it. Like, I love the Suns. No. That's the only reason we do it. And, hey, if it turns into something even bigger, great, man. I hope you get a chance to do that.
People
need perspective, man.
They need perspective. I mean, you know, I want to get back to the point where we're talking basketball. You know me. I'm a guy fan, man.
No.
This is good. Been 3 months, man. Let's talk. Like, you know, we do these shows. We talk basketball. We love the Suns. We love basketball. And there's no malicious intent, man. Like, we're not out here trying to stir nothing up. I mean, I had some people say some stuff on Twitter, and I'm like, man, I don't get nothing out of Twitter. Like, there's nothing. Like, actually, I'm telling you, it's to the point where I don't even want to get on Twitter. There's no gain for me to get on Twitter. I can do shows and talk about it. And the difference is when I do a show, you actually know what I'm talking about and I can elaborate on it.
Yeah, you can put context into it.
Right, as opposed to you just reading a tweet and it coming out however you think I meant it, right? And things getting convoluted. Like, listen, Kyle Kuzma loves Phoenix. Kyle Kuzma would love to be in Phoenix. Shoot, Kyle Kuzma wanted to be part of the damn Brad Beal trade if you let him do it. Guess what? I'm going to say it right here live on the Coast to Coast. Brad Beal's either going to re-sign with Washington or probably go to Utah. Okay?
That's it. Kuzma, not Brad Beal.
I'm sorry, Brad Beal, my bad. Clean that up, guys, because I don't want to. Kyle Kuzma is likely going to re-sign with Washington or go to the Utah Jazz. Okay? And
that's too big of a bag to ignore, man. He's right. Not coming here on a bare minimum.
Right, and now if you told Brad Beal what he wanted, I mean, I keep saying Brad Beal. If you told Kyle Kuzma what you want to be, he'd probably tell you Phoenix in a heartbeat. But that's just not, you know, the path. The avenues aren't realistic. He's got to go get his bag.
He's too young, and he has a chip already. He can't ignore that.
And we reported the interest on Kyle Kuzma in the past. I mean, does that make it not real? No, it just means that. Brad Beal's got business to take care of that's more personal than playing for the team he wants to play for.
Call Kuzma, bro. Stop calling him Brad Beal. He's already here. Nah, hey, man, I get it. It's the offseason, bro. It's the offseason.
Sorry. Yo, Coast to Coast people listening, this is the fatigue and sleep deprivation that happens when you're in the middle of an off season trying to move coast to coast. You start calling people other names. You start doing weird stuff. But yeah, Kyle Kuzma would love to be in Phoenix, but that's probably not happening. And I expect him to either go back to the Washington Wizards or the Utah Jazz. And with that said, Dan, people need to just get back to the fact that this basketball team and our ownership is doing everything they can to get better. What more could you want, Dan?
You know, that's the funny part about it that I don't understand. And, you know, part of my tweet about the Brad Beal trade was exactly that. How long were people bitching and complaining about Robert Sarver being cheap, not paying for players, not doing what it takes to win a championship? We finally got him out. We bring this guy in who is, by all accounts, and you know, he's a look. I've been in the mortgage industry before. He's a mortgage banker at heart. His and I know all those dudes, and I know how they spend money, right? Yeah, I'm gonna go buy that Rolex because guess what? I'm gonna make another, you know, 30 grand next month anyway. Matt Ishbia is cut from that cloth. Matt Ishbia is like, cool, yeah, I'll spend this money. I'm just gonna make more. Are people gonna stop buying houses? Are people gonna stop refinancing their homes? No, absolutely not. He built up this cash cow that's gonna keep, just like Ballmer did he's in Microsoft. He's printing money. Matt Ishbia is, he's not far from that, right? So people wanted somebody who's going to spend money. He's doing every single thing imaginable, okay? If you have an issue with him being friends with Isaiah Thomas, get over yourself.
Gotta get over.
Stop it. Stop.
Isaiah Thomas is an advisor and close friend of Matt Ishbia, man. Yeah. And Isaiah Thomas knows basketball. I'm not talking about all the other stuff. I'm not, Dan. I'm in New York. I know people around that circle with Isaiah. I remember vividly when Isaiah was here with the Knicks. I know all the stories. I know all that stuff. At the end of the day, I also know what Isaiah Thomas did on the basketball court. And I know how I know that guy is one of the best basketball minds in the world. I don't care how you chop it up. I don't care what you say about his past, man. The guy knows basketball. So,
right.
Dan, you know, boy, if I bought the Suns for $4 billion... and I decided I wanted to get my man Dan's advice. Who the hell is some, you know, what's the problem with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And my thing is people are worried about their, you know, he drove the, what was it? Who was the failed basketball league? Was that the CBA?
CBA. Yeah.
The CBA, you know, he tanked that.
He didn't tank that. That was tanking already.
That was tanking already. Like he headed a shrinking sip. And I'm not sitting here defending Isaiah Thomas.
I'm not either.
But I'm sitting here saying this. He's an advisor to Matt Ishbia. Does he pay him? Maybe. I think Isaiah Thomas is cool. I don't think Matt Ishbia needs to pay him for his advice, right? They're probably just boys.
Right.
I don't think he's actually pulling the trigger either. So I think that's where people got to temper their.
He's not.
People got to stop with that, man. Let it go. But like people are like, guys, it's not, these guys they're not Mr. Rogers, okay? Like
Tom Izzo's an advisor. Tom Izzo talks to Matt Ishbia.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going I think people are reading too much into that. Like Matt Ishbia is the owner. James Jones is the general manager. They have a group of people doing their jobs. Isaiah Thomas is an advisor.
You know,
he's somebody to bounce something off. And that's that. I want to ask you something, Dan. Let's talk about the Phoenix Suns here, right?
Yeah.
You got a problem with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and DeAndre Ayton?
No.
All four playing together?
No. That sounds to me like... What was our main concern? You basically turned Chris Paul into Bradley Beal.
Correct.
But Bradley Beal can play fast. He's athletic as hell. He can get to the rim.
Correct.
He's not just living in the mid-range. He'll shoot threes.
Correct. This guy's one of the best scorers on planet Earth, man.
I think people forget that.
Back-to-back 30 points.
30 point, yep.
I mean, what are we talking about? Like, now I know basketball is bigger than that and we have to build a team. But, you know, it's crazy to think that, you know, Dan, these are the best basketball minds in the world. This guy just spent $4 billion for a basketball team. So you really think he traded for Bradley Beal, and then there was an old moment in the room, and everybody looked at each other and said, hey, guys, we only got five players. Oh, let's rescind that trade because we didn't know we had five players. No. How dare we do that? No way, Dan. Call them back. We made a mistake. We forgot that we only got five players. No. Come on, man. I mean, it gets silly on Twitter. It really does, man. Like them, they made that Brad Beal move with 20 other moves they know they can make that they've had conversations about.
And I think that's where people get confused, right? Because people are like, you're just going to get a bunch of vet minimums. Here's the thing, and I talked about this with the guys from Fanning the Flames. Like, there's going to be a handful, a lot of players that are going to be expecting the biannual exception or the mid-level exception. That ain't going to get it because that's going to dry up. I'm sorry, you hit 50% from threes in the corner? Hey, come to Phoenix.
Right.
Come to Phoenix. Shoot 50% from three from the corner with Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, and then you get to cash in next year.
Right.
Let's do that.
Right.
Think guys aren't going to, like, you literally, like, go to the gym, shoot 5,000 corner threes, and if you make a couple of them a game, you're probably going to get yourself a bag.
Right.
So this whole, like, oh my God, they have no depth. That's everybody's concern. I'm not concerned. I get it. I know. And people are going to say, well, you guys said that after the KD trade. The KD trade happened at the trade deadline, man. And it's different. People need to understand that. So I'm excited for it, man. Bradley Beal is, like I said, and you guys can go back and find that episode. That's the guy I wanted them to go all in on. I wanted Bradley Beal and Devin Booker because you got two guys that can basically play point guard at any given time, right?
They both can interchange, correct? In Spurs,
I feel like they're kind of identical as far as stats line. I mean, not the last few years, but 27-5-5 kind of sounds
right. That's about kind of
sounds
they like,
that's about yep. what they do, right? So you're telling yep. me you're giving me a guy who's almost as good as Devin Booker. Sign me up.
Right. And by the way, Kevin can bring the ball up too if he wants.
Yeah, let's not right? forget they got Kevin Durant.
Kevin can bring the ball up. Listen, man, it's pretty simple for me, man, as far as the Brad Beal thing. You know, Devin can play point. So can Brad Beal. So can Kevin Durant. He can bring the ball up if you want to get those guys a break as far as off the ball. Okay? DeAndre is still a factor if he stays with the Suns. Okay? Period. End of discussion. That's why they won't just give him away. DeAndre Ayton is still going to cause gravity. He's still going to rim roll. He's still going to make things tougher. He's still going to play defense, rebound, guard the perimeter, do things that, you know, people just tend to ignore that he does. DeAndre does a lot of good things, man. He does a lot of good things. And so you're going to have a nightmare trying to match up with these guys. You know, it's gonna be a nightmare, D. I mean, you look to your left. Yeah, good luck. I mean, Devin's got the ball at the top of the floor. You look to the left, you got Brad Beal. You look to the right, you got Kevin Durant. You look in the middle, you got DeAndre Ayton. I mean, so I don't see it as a problem. I think they're going to find people. You mentioned the market will dry out in free agency, and there'll be players that thought they were going to get paid that realized, hey, I didn't get what I thought. Maybe I should entertain the Phoenix Suns. Maybe I should go there and try to recalibrate my value. Maybe win a ring at the same time. You know, trades, man. We keep talking about the DeAndre Ayton thing. We're not going to keep harping on this. The Suns are having discussions about DeAndre Ayton. If they get a good deal, I think they move him. If they don't get a good deal, DeAndre will be back. But here's the thing, Dan. And I like to speak in hypotheticals.
I'm good with that.
If you come, I'm selling a car. And it's my second car. I don't use it much, right? And I say, hey, Dan, I want 10 grand for that car. And you say, man, I'm not giving you 10 grand. How does 7.5 sound, Flex? I go, Dan, get out my face. Get out my face, Dan. No way I'm giving you that for 7-5. Now, hold on. Let's go back and think about this. Now Dan goes home and the car that you're driving breaks down. Or the car your wife's driving breaks down. Or the car your daughter or your son uses for school breaks down. Now Dan comes back to flex and says, hey, how does 9,000 sound? I said 10, Dan. All right, you know what, Flex? I'll give you 10. Okay? That's how this business works. Okay? So today, there are people that think they're getting certain things done in the NBA that they're going to realize really soon are not going to happen. And then that shiny little DeAndre Ayton vehicle that we got is going to look a lot more shinier. And that's why I'm saying people relax with the whole DeAndre Ayton. Listen, it's a fluid situation. If he comes back, I love it. I love DeAndre. If we're able to get rid of him and get some quality pieces, like Gambo said, which I've been kind of alluding to at the same time, yeah, let's do that. So the Suns are on a win-win. There's no need to rush this. We're keeping that car. It's worth it. I'm not giving it away. I ain't giving it away. But when you realize that you need it more than I do, then we'll talk serious. And right now, it's June 25th. People don't even know how free agency is going to play out. People don't know how the Dame Lillard situation is going to play out. People don't understand how there's going to... Listen, right now, Dan, I can tell you emphatically, and I'm sorry to be long-winded, but I just want to get this out.
Keep cooking.
I can tell you emphatically that there are teams that are going to be presented with situations this offseason and are going to realize... Man, I probably can't get this deal done unless I call Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? I might have to call Phoenix. And so that's what the Suns are doing. They're sitting down saying, man, listen, we got a plan either way. We keep DeAndre, we have a plan. We move DeAndre, we have a plan. And I'm all for it. I'm good either way. I think we're going to have a heck of a time in the Valley this year, man. This summer's going to be a long summer. It's going to be fun, Dan. We'll be at the games now all the time, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll be there. And I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Like I said, Brad Beal's press conference, potentially Thursday. That day could change, but I'm hearing from people I trust that it could potentially be Thursday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And guess who might be in the Valley on Thursday? I just might be pulling up Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, we might
have to crash that Brad Beal press conference, man.
We just might have to. And maybe do a show right after. Give a little update on what's cracking. But it's going to be fun, man. I need people to just relax, man. And
yeah, I like that you're saying that. Because here's the thing, right? And I get why, like, Suns fans want everything to happen. Lickety split, right? And everybody was saying, they got to move them by the draft. We got to get good, controllable young players. Like, listen.
Why by the draft?
Exactly. Because people think that, you know, you don't have to get draft compensation back. And it doesn't have to be for this year, right?
Right.
You can get a first-round pick next season because guess what? The Suns are going to need those same type of players next season. That's going to be – guess what? The scouting department, those guys, they're going to earn their money because when you have a team with this type of star power, you need those guys.
I love that kid we drafted too.
I like him too. I like him too.
I love Kamara, baby. I think he's a heck of a pick. I love Kamara. I like some of the summer league guys.
Like bring him in. Bring him in and wreak havoc on the defensive end for 5 minutes, bro. What can you give me?
Right.
Can you shut down Paul George for five minutes?
I love Jordan Goodwin. No one wants to talk about that kid. Jordan Goodwin's a heck of a basketball player, man. And guess who wanted Jordan Goodwin in that deal? Somebody named Brad Beal.
Okay.
Somebody named Brad Beal. You know why? You know Brad Beal's known that kid since he was a kid. Brad Beal coached that kid when he was in seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a reason why Jordan Goodwin is part of this team. Okay? That's a good basketball player. Very good basketball player. I mean, I keep saying, you know, what I see from that kid is a bigger Javon Carter.
That's a great comparison. Because that was a knock on Javon. He was too small.
Too small. This kid's 6'3".
Don't get me wrong. I mean? He's had some games in Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, Javon's a hooper. I mean, I love Javon. I hated losing my man JC. But so they man, they're working. Let them work. Let them work. You know, I'm gonna be honest, and I want to make this clear on this show. I'm not doing the Twitter back and forth stuff, man. I'm just not. I got too much of a transition going on, man. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? It's not something that is a priority for me right now. And so let's just see how this plays out, man. Let's trust the people in charge. I mean, these guys are doing what they're doing for a reason. I trust Devin Booker. I trust Kevin Durant. I trust Brad Beal. I trust Frank Vogel. I trust Matt Ishbia, man. There's free agents. There's tons of free agents that are, like you said, I think you nailed it. Without saying too much, I think you nailed it. The market's going to dry out quicker than people think. And when that happens, there'll be a lot of ways to navigate this roster and find the right people. I'm not getting into, yo, Dan, we're not getting into the whole CBA and the second apron and 125% and 10% and July 1st. We're not doing all that. All right, listen, you know, these CBAs are like 300 pages long. Okay, I'm not gonna sit here and act as if I know the CBA like Bobby Marks. I'm just
We'll let our boy Justin worry about that. If we have a CBA question, we'll ask him.
There you go. He's a lawyer, right? He's a lawyer. Let my man Justin do that. We're not doing that. You know, do we understand it? Yes. Do we understand it? Do we understand it to the extent of a guy like Bobby Marks? Of course not. Bobby Marks is a genius, bro. This guy's been doing this for years, and he knows what he's talking about. But it bothers me when I see these tweets and I see these people and they're just constantly throwing around because they read one page of the CBA and it said talks about the second apron. Yeah. And they watched the 8-minute video from Bobby Marks and all of a sudden they're cap experts and they're saying what the Suns could do and what they can't do. But the same people that said what the Suns could do and they can't do were saying that when the CBA was signed, they can't afford a guy like Brad Beal, but somehow we got Brad Beal. And now they're saying there's no way we can get rid of DA or do anything with DA after this date and that date. And I'm like, guys, stop.
We'll address the CBA if we have to. If a deal gets done, we'll discuss that. But yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I respect those people that can, like our buddy Justin, he will take a deep dive into that, but he's a lawyer. He's used to that. Me, I'm going to read three sentences and I'm like, I'm out and I'm just done.
Like, again, I got the PDA, the things like, I mean, it's crazy, bro. Yeah. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And again, I talk to people that I got friends at the NBA league office. I got people around the league. I'll read it. I'll digest it. I'll call somebody. I'll ask a question, you know? But yeah, the idea that Twitter people know the CBA more than Matt Ishbia, James Jones, and the guys that are doing it. I don't know about all that, man. I don't know about all that. And every CBA has loopholes, okay? Every damn CBA has loopholes. Now, today you may not know the loophole, but you're going to find out real soon how these loopholes are managed. And I'll let them handle that.
Yeah, you know there's reason. There's a reason why every NBA team pays out the ass for a cap expert, right? For a cap expert and a CBA expert.
You know, it's another thing, Dan. I'm sorry, much. Let's talk about this. Okay. CBA gets negotiated. Okay.
Okay.
Who signs off on that CBA?
Players, right?
Players
and DJ McCollum.
Yeah. Players and owners, right? The Players Association have to agree.
That's why it's called the collective bargaining
agreement. Collective bargaining agreement, right? So the players sign off on it, and so do the owners.
Okay.
Okay? So the owners who signed and agreed to that new CBA all of a sudden don't know how to handle it? I find it ridiculous that people are, like, they agree to it. They agree to it because they understand it better than anyone, and they understand how much movement they can have and how much movement they can't have. Okay? And people are making the CBA out to be, and it's different than the last one, but there are people that are making the CBA to be some big, ugly monster under the bed that's going to come in, you know, and it's almost like, you're trying to tell me that Matt Ishbia is scared of the CBA that his own owners and counterparts agreed upon? Like, if it was that scary, why did the owners agree to it? Why did they agree to it? If it was that scary, why did they agree to it? Because they understand that there's going to be ways to navigate. And on paper, black and white, people are looking at things and saying, currently, the way the Suns are, things look scary. All right, we'll see.
You know, and people don't, again, I'll bring up, Matt Ishbia is a mortgage banker. To be a mortgage banker, you have to pass the NMLS test, which is a bitch. I've taken it, passed it myself. When you're in the mortgage industry, you have to know a bunch of bullshit that everyone doesn't want to learn, right? Right. You're telling me Matt Ishbia doesn't know what he can and can't do in the CBA? Yeah, I'm calling BS on that.
Right.
He's been regulated since the time he started working, man. I don't think people understand how heavily regulated the mortgage industry is after. I mean, just go watch The Big Short, right? Like, there's a reason why.
Right.
You're telling me this guy doesn't cross his T's and dot his I's? Yeah, I'm not.
Biggest mortgage company in the world.
He's a billionaire for a reason. By the way, I applied for that mortgage company last week. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, let's go, Dan.
Hey,
let's
maybe, go, Dan. Maybe I have to reach out to Matt Ishbia and let him know.
Good luck, brother. Good luck, brother.
I'm being facetious, honestly. Like, you know, I saw an opening and I was like, you know, maybe.
Go for it, baby. Go for it, baby. I believe in you. Yeah, man. People need to just stop. I mean. It's just one of these things where, again, I believe the Suns are in a great spot. I trust the people involved. I trust the conversations I'm having. I sleep well at night. I'm not worried about it. It's crazy. Like, I've had people tell me that, you know, if the Suns don't trade DeAndre by this date, they can't trade him. And I'm like, really, man? Really? Like, no, that's completely wrong. They can now rules change. Yes, rules change. Parameters change. But you can't tell me that they can trade DeAndre.
There's always a way, man.
There's always
people,
a way.
People that are, you can't. There's always a way.
All right. Now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there's teams that have been in luxury cap hell for years, and they still find a way. Look at the Miami Heat. They were just in the finals.
Right. Right. It happens all the time. I mean, I've been hearing that Golden State was not going to be able to continue doing this for like years.
Yeah.
And yet somehow they continue doing it.
Fucking went championship
I remember the
summer.
Should
have been ours.
Yeah, I remember the summer that everybody thought DeMarcus Cousins was going to get this big bag in free agency. And then everybody woke up and saw the little ESPN ticker. Said, breaking news. DeMarcus Cousins just signed with the Warriors for $5 million. Now, I'm not saying that worked. It didn't work for DeMarcus. It didn't work for the Warriors. But that happened. That really happened. And so, yeah. Do I think there's a DeMarcus Cousins type deal that can happen this year? I do. I think there's some really good ball players that really like Phoenix. And we're not going to get into, you know.
Yeah. I was going to ask. I was just about to ask. I'm glad you prepped. Yeah, we won't get into names.
We're not going to get into names because you know how I do, man. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know.
You'll say a name. They'll sign with someone else. And so we'll have names when the time is appropriate. So
right now is not the time to have names because legally we're not supposed to have names.
That's a fair point.
Like, it's June 25th, man. So let's wait until that clock actually starts, and then we can start having those conversations. And maybe it's more than one person. Maybe there's two people. Shoot, maybe there's three. Maybe Matt Ishbia is not really from Detroit, Michigan. He's from Harlem. And Matt Ishbia is going to have people running around saying, yo, this guy got Bradley Beal for Chris Paul and Landry Shamet and got these guys for vet minimums? Yeah, he did.
Huh.
He did. So
there you go.
I mean, David.
That's how you keep DeAndre Ayton on your team and go get Brad Beal.
That's how you keep DeAndre Ayton and don't sell out and trade DeAndre for pennies on a dollar for teams that are trying to get that used car for a little less than what it's worth. And then let them figure it out later. But I'm going to go on record right now and say I am absolutely cool with that foursome. And I believe the Suns can build a very good quality basketball team around that foursome. And I'm also confident that Matt Ishbia's checks ain't going to bounce.
I like it. I will say this for you guys. Everyone seems to think, okay, so the guys have four or five guys under contract for sure.
Yeah.
And I think they have Torrey Craig and Jock Lindell on bird rights, something like that.
Yeah.
The roster's thin. Their starting five is probably for the most part set, the first four. Guys, the Nuggets won a championship playing eight guys.
Yeah.
You don't need to go 12 deep. Would that be cool? Absolutely. But then it doesn't work that way, because when you get to the playoffs, your rotation shortens. But we had guys that were passing up, floaters at the rim because they hadn't been in the situation. They were scared, right? They were like, oh. And then next thing you know, Kevin Durant gets a grenade at the top of the key for a three-point shot, and he's got to throw it up because why not, right?
Right.
Because you got to do it. And next thing you know, and Kevin Durant has a terrible playoff series shooting-wise. You know, and he's admitted that.
He was hurt.
And he was hurt.
Yeah. KD was hurt. He'll never get on a press conference or podium and say, make excuses, KD was hurt. I can tell you that emphatically. He was dealing with some issues, okay? Devin was playing as good as you can ask anybody on planet Earth to play. Chris Paul pulled his groin going into the fourth quarter of game two that we were winning.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, Dan. Listen, the Suns went six games with the Denver Nuggets and somehow were able to get that to six games, missing Chris Paul for 4.5 games and DeAndre Ayton for the decisive six game. Okay. Now, I ain't a mathematician, man. I don't claim to be a mathematician. I followed a game of basketball. I played it. I've coached it. I trained it. I eat, sleep, and drink it. I've been around it my whole life. And a lot of people on Twitter, I'm telling y'all right now, when I get to Arizona, I want to smoke. At 43, I will get on the court and still smoke half y'all cats. So, yeah, I take all the smoke. Anybody listen to this show? You want the smoke? I'm going to give it to you. Okay? So I'm going to rely on my knowledge of the game of basketball.
I'm going to just stand at the corner and shoot threes, bro, because I'm slow and...
Hey, bro, listen, we work it out. We got the basketball. There's a place for everybody, man. There's roles for everybody, right? You know what I mean? So I'm saying that to say these guys, man, listen, I believe... In my heart, forget what Bill Simmons said, forget what anybody else said. I'm serious.
Love it. I love it.
I believe in my heart that if you simply subtract Chris Paul for Brad Beal, and he's healthy in the entire series, he plays with the Suns the entire series, I am confident saying that that series absolutely goes seven, and the Suns could have won that series. Now, people can say whatever they want. You take Chris Paul off that team and give me Brad Beal with the same exact team we had this year, with all the depth issues, with the bad bench, with this, that, and the third. You just give me Bradley Beal for game one of the Nuggets series. And this is a whole series with Brad Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. And I think the Phoenix Suns are able to beat that championship team in Denver. I do. I believe that. And so... this idea that they're so far, man, or there's so many things that need to go, I don't buy it. I don't buy it one bit. I do not buy it. I think we're gonna be just fine. And then let's not forget, D, like you're talking about a full offseason and training camp with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant health.
I don't think people pay close enough attention to that.
No.
I don't think people understand how big that is to have a full training camp.
Right. So. These guys know what they're like. You know, I've said this multiple times and people look at me funny and I'm like, yo, this is Devin and Kevin's first year. Like, I don't look at last year as that was an experiment that had to go right. With very little time. Like
you were basically hoping to get lucky, right?
Yes.
You get lucky.
Punches
like
chance.
Just you know, Jokic like turns an ankle, Jamal Murray turns an ankle, and you get to just like, you know, certain teams get every year there's a certain amount of luck involved, and the Suns were kind of banking on that luck last season. And man, I mean, we're the only team that won two games against the Nuggets, the champion. Like, everybody else won one game. So like that's what people don't understand. Like, it's not as simple as just being like, let's roll the ball out and like, hey, like, so you're telling me that like Bradley Beal instead of Landry Shamet isn't turning that fucking series? Like, are you kidding
me? Crazy. Like, listen, it's Miami Heat. People are talking about the Miami Heat. I love the Miami Heat. Eric Spoelstra is my favorite coach in the league.
Me too.
I think they do a great job with what they get. They're able to develop players. How many undrafted players were on that team? You know what I'm saying, D?
Yeah.
But listen, they were in the play-in, almost didn't make it. Right? They played a Milwaukee team where Giannis got hurt early in the series. It happens. It's no problem. They were up 3-0 and basically almost blew that series with Boston. And on the first play of game 7, Jason Tatum sprains his ankle. Okay? So, again, this is how I said a tweet. I said, listen, no disrespect to the Nuggets. The Nuggets play how many playing teams? Three? They played three playing teams to win this championship. That's not disrespect. That's fact.
No,
they played three
and I think people took that the wrong way. I think your point was you need luck. Everyone
you need luck.
Needs luck.
You need luck. Both those teams were in the finals because they got lucky. And it's not that luck is a bad thing. You take advantage of luck.
Exactly. LeBron James got punched in the balls, and they came down from 3-1 against the Warriors.
And they won a series.
And they won a championship. That's luck.
They won a championship. That's luck.
You need it, man. Right. You need it. Kevin Durant tearing his Achilles in the finals. It's unfortunate.
Right.
It's unfortunate as hell. But the Raptors ain't winning that series if he doesn't tear his Achilles in the hell no.
I mean, it was multiple things that happened.
And
in
they almost still won that series. And if Klay Thompson doesn't tear his ACL.
I mean, come on, D. You see
so many what ifs, man. Like, and guess what?
So many what ifs.
If that happened to the Suns, I'm not going to sit here and be like, it doesn't count. Fuck no, man. Give that.
Hell yeah.
Like, I wish we would get that kind of luck. Can I get that kind of luck? And I'm not wishing injury on anybody, but I would just love if things broke our way for one. I honestly thought 2021 was going to be that year. Especially when we thought Giannis wasn't going to play.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't get lucky in that series. I mean, listen, we talked about this. And that's it. Chris Paul was playing with a torn ligament in his wrist. And Devin Booker hurt his hamstring in game 2, which I was at. Okay? And I remember.
We were both at.
Yeah. I remember getting on a plane and understanding behind the scenes that Book hurt his hamstring. And people in game 3 are complaining because Book had 14 in that game, and then no one knew he had a hurt hamstring. Okay, I mean, that's how it happens. Them guys were not themselves, and it ended up taking having a wear and tear factor on them in the finals. It happens, yeah. You know. But in that same playoffs, Anthony Davis got hurt. Did that help the Suns? Hell yeah, that helped the Suns. Right?
Jamal Murray,
right. So I'm not taking a shot.
Kawhi Leonard, yeah.
Right. I'm not taking a shot at the Nuggets, man. They earned their championship, the NBA champ. But things have to go right. And it went right for Denver this year. I mean, dog, let's keep it real, D. I'm gonna ask you this question, honestly. and I beg anyone to try to have this argument with me. Have you ever seen in the history of the NBA a path like the Nuggets took? In the history of the NBA, a path like the Nuggets took. They played an 8 seed Minnesota. They played a 7 seed Lakers and an 8 seed Miami. Now, last time I checked, go back in history. Somebody prove me wrong. Tell me a team that played an 8 seed, 2 8 seeds and a 7 seed in 4 playoff rounds. Yeah, good luck. If you're a 1 seed, you play the 8 seed in the first round. And then hypothetically, it's supposed to get tougher from that point on, right? Right? If we just look at the brackets, if you just look at the way the brackets are designed, you play 1 versus 8. If you advance and all the top seeds in their brackets advance, you're playing 4. You're supposed to play 2 and maybe 1 or 2 in a championship versus whatever other conference, right? You played a 7 and 2 8s, man. Like, that ain't Denver's fault. People say, oh, that's what you get for getting the one seed. No. When you get the one seed, you get the eight seed in the first round. And then it gets basically back to normal. Okay? But if you told me the Suns, if you tell me right now, Dan, the Suns' path next year is they're going to play the eighth seed in the West. Then they're going to play a four. Then they're going to play the seventh seed, and they're going to play the eighth seed. I'm going to tell you, sign me up. The Suns are NBA champs next year. I don't give a damn who the roster is. Right now, with five dudes, we'll win the championship if that's the path we got to take.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah.
I agree 100%. And I just find it funny because I remember you sent that tweet, and I saw, oh, you fucking hate it or this. No, man. Like, but you have to call a spade. Like, we don't do it in a hating manner. I think what you were trying to say is you got to get lucky.
Got to get lucky.
You got to get lucky sometimes, man.
Hey,
sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. We've said it many times on this podcast, bro. I, as a Suns fan that has never seen a championship, I would much rather be lucky than good. I promise you that.
Absolutely.
If I got that Toronto Raptors championship, give it to me. I'm all for it.
Hell yeah.
And I'm not going to apologize at all, man. Like, you.
No.
So people got to stop with this. The Nuggets won the championship. I know good a lot them. Of people. Yeah, good for them. That's all I have to say about it. A lot of people were like, oh, this is awesome. So good. I don't need all that extra stuff. Good for them. They won a championship. Yeah. Jokic has one. He's the best player in the world. I can say that confidently. He's great. I'll say that now. But it doesn't. That doesn't mean that the Nuggets are just going to win it again next year. How many people do you think would have said that the Bucks would have repeated after 2021?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have. After the Bucks won, all I heard was they got Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday. They got a big three. They got a great coach. They got great role players. And they're going to rack off some championships. And then the NBA punches you in the face. And then the NBA gets ready for you. No one's sleeping on the Nuggets next year. They coming in with a big bullseye on their back. They coming in with a big bullseye because that's what NBA championships do. Toronto, same thing. I mean, they lost Kawhi that summer, so we all knew it was a wrap. You know, but yeah, that's how it happens. Man, listen, '94-'95? Suns are the best team in basketball. Danny Manning's at practice. He steps on Joe Klein's foot. He blows his ACL, and we lose to the Rockets in seven games. Kevin Johnson had, 46 in that game? Missed one free throw?
Like, we lost to the Rockets 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row in game seven. 1 year up 2-0, and the other year up 3-1.
The kiss of death, like bro.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and then he came back and was a coach for us, bro. So Phoenix Suns, right?
So
that's,
I mean,
vintage Phoenix Suns.
It's all, listen, the NBA requires luck. Yeah. And if Devin Booker, KD, and Brad Beal are going to win a championship with this team, it's going to require luck. We're going to have to we're going to have to catch some break in order to win a championship. They're not aliens. They're humans. Everybody's going to have injuries. It is what it is.
I'm good going to war with those three guys, though. That's my point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I am too.
They're going to need some luck. But those three guys, sign me up.
Yeah. I agree, D. I agree 100%. I think we're in a good spot. I think people need to chill. Enjoy the summer.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Arizona, man. I'm done with all the nonsense. If DeAndre Ayton stays, he stays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I don't go on victory laps. I don't sit here and point people out. I don't mess with nobody. I don't bother nobody. You know, when I remember when the KD thing happened, people were asking me on shows, hey, are you feel vindicated? You want to take victory laps? No.
Yeah, cool.
Ain't what I do.
No. We'll do our thing. Everyone will do it. Everyone else will do their thing.
That shit.
And that's okay.
Yo, why do you follow people you don't like, too? That's another thing. How does that work on Twitter? I still don't understand. I mean, if you don't like somebody, don't follow them. If you don't like the Coast to Coast podcast, don't follow. Don't listen. I know the haters in here listening right now. I know they sit here and say, Flex don't know nothing. Dan don't know nothing. Coast to Coast of frauds, blah, blah, blah. They ain't here listening. I know they listening.
Hey, keep listening, though.
I know they listening.
Yeah, and so I know they are, too.
We don't do, you know, that. My thing is, again, man, there's no malicious intent. We don't take jabs at nobody. And people want to keep doing that. I can't wait for this is going to be an interesting week with the Brad Beal press conference on Thursday. We'll kind of put a bow on this soon. But with the Brad Beal press conference coming, hopefully Thursday. And then free agency, I believe, starting Friday, right? Friday at midnight. East Coast time?
I believe so, yes. 30th,
right? So you got that happening on Friday. You're going to start seeing a lot of movement. You're going to start seeing a lot of things happen really quick. And then you're going to start to see things fizzle out. And I think that's where the Phoenix Suns are going to be very aggressive, attack, and see what's up, man. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to a fun offseason. If you already ain't having fun, I don't know, stop being a basketball fan, the Suns fan. How could you? Bro, I've never seen a team acquire a guy like Bradley Beal and so many people like still.
We're like, yeah. You know what's crazy about it is the offseason hasn't even started.
No. It's the 25th. Yo, Dan.
We didn't get into it last year until like the first.
Right. Right. Bro, it's June 25th, bro.
Wild.
It's June 25th. Training camp don't start for a long time. Dan, I promise y'all, there's going to be people that are probably going to be upset that we ain't dropped so much names and get into that, and that's cool. I'm cool with that.
It's coming. I'm cool with that, too. But it's coming.
But you know what's coming. It's coming. Yeah. And when that comes, we'll be doing shows about it, and we'll be talking about it. But I'm telling you, man, this is going to be an explosive offseason, brother. Bro, when I say it's going to be an explosive offseason, it's going to be... The NBA is going to probably get shook upside down by the time this offseason's done because of all the stuff that's coming down the pipe, all the quality players that are potentially going to be moving places. Teams are going to need help from other teams. There's going to be a lot of stuff. And if you don't believe the Phoenix Suns can do something else crazy, just go back in time. Just go back in time and look at how they got Brad Beal and then think about if that team could do something crazy. So it's gonna be fun.
Right, right. No, definitely. And like that's my thing too. It's just like, let's wait and see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited too, man, because I mean, a lot of shit is gonna go down. And like I said, last year, we didn't really start until July 1st. It's June 25th right now, like you said, right? A lot's going to happen, guys. Like, don't try to do it all in a day, man. Like be patient. It's like the moves will come. Free agency hasn't even started yet. So right. Trying to sit here and drive yourself crazy over who the Suns are going to pick up and who the Suns are going to, you know, go after, like, it's a moot point at this point. So it is what it is, man.
These guys are laying on a beach right now, chilling, man. They you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the NBA offseason. These guys got lives, man. These owners.
Yeah.
Man, they got lives, man. Let them chill. Let them make their phone calls. They'll be all right.
Shit, I saw Devin Booker the other day at the Mercury game. He looked like a bum. I'm like, bro, shave, God.
He letting that grow in, right? It was funny. You saw Cam Johnson, too, right? You saw Cam Johnson there, too, right? Yeah.
I saw Cam. Everyone got back in their feelings. Like, Cam Johnson's back. I'm like, love Cam, man. I hope he earns himself a nice little bag this offseason because it's coming.
I love me some Cam Johnson, baby.
Oh, my God, bro.
I love me Cam Johnson. Yo, Cam's my, you know, I love Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I love Cam Johnson. Man, I wish we could have kept them. I swear, like, if we would have kept one of the twins, like. Yeah. But I guess they come as a package deal now, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn don't want to pay him. Brooklyn don't want to pay him.
Hey, maybe they got a, maybe he's part of that Dame Lillard trade that everybody keeps talking
about. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's cool to see him in Phoenix, though. It was cool to see him with HBM book, man. Good. He was happy. Dope. He was laughing. You know, everybody talks about all the stuff, but, I mean, he just got traded from a team, and he's sitting there courtside at that arena with the owner that traded him and his former teammate, and it just shows that there's life behind basketball, right? There's so many things that happen behind the scenes, and people, relationships are real, man. So I was happy, man. It was nice to see him.
Yeah, so when certain, you know, local reporters say that Devin Booker doesn't like DeAndre Ayton, that kind of bugs
Stop
me. All these dudes
Stop
love it. All these dudes love each other, man.
Nah, man. DeAndre got a lot of love from the Phoenix Suns. Players, people within the... Like I said, DeAndre's a great kid. Off the court, I've never heard anybody say really anything too crazy about DeAndre. I mean, he's a 24-year-old kid. He's not perfect, you know? Monty Williams, you know, that was a tough relationship. And I love DA, man. So, yeah. Let's go, man. Let's have fun.
We'll see what happens, brother. But we've been going for about an hour and 15 now. Yeah. So time to cut this off. You got any last thoughts before you sign off?
Nah, man. I just hopefully maybe we'll do one more before I actually get out there. But yeah. But I just want the listeners to know we still here and we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, we're still here. We'll try to get one out next week. If not, it's the off season, so
yeah,
we'll kind of play by ear. Once you're out here, we're probably gonna roll at least once a week, maybe two times a week. We still haven't really discussed anything, but
yeah.
Once you're here, man, I mean it'll be easier to work around schedules because we're not 3 hours apart. So
yes, sir.
It's exciting, man. I'm all in on this pod. I know you are. So we're not going anywhere. We're just kind of revamping a little bit with the move, right?
Yeah. Big and better, baby. Big and better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, it was dope finally catching up with you.
Yes, sir.
This was sick. It's been 3 months in the making. But with that, man, that's the Coast to Coast Podcast. We're out.
Peace out, Planet Orange.
Sauce in the drip, so I give him a dash. Devin Booker from the Key, that's Wetty Splash. Growing up, Charles Barkley was my favorite. Tell them haters quit, Jason Kidd with some Steve Nash. Chris Paul dropping dimes, that's the easy bucket. Bro, we bustin', they ain't give us nothing, but we made it something. Made it through a pandemic, united we stand. Never too big to fight, cause I'm right with the fans. Cold like a fridge, bridges fit right in the plan. Aiden take flight once again, watch out when he land. You can't force your hand if it ain't time. The Phoenix rose from the dust, now we gon' shine. Stand up for the valley, this a city win. I'm feeling litty, I might send this out to 50 friends. The underdog underestimated, now we here. No fear, this a vibe that you need to hear. Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
You either go hard or give up, that's your decision.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
You gotta go through the valley to reach the hills.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley.
You either go hard or give up, that's your decision.
Rally the valley.
Rally the valley. Welcome to the wild, wild west. Crowd are hyping up the crowd, you don't want to test. Just received a text, coach telling me I'm next. Cause I've been balling ever since I left the womb. Say it with your chest. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the west coast. West, west. You don't want no smoke. Nah, nah. Fresh Prince, feeling like I'm Will Smith. Coach Will on the bench, show you how it is. Just a kid from Missouri, living my life. NBA 2K, now we going live. They ain't want to get the keys, but I had drive. Fuego Benny about to show the world it's our time. Phoenix Suns, you don't really want none. The feeling is never done, we coming for blood. Everything I love coming from above, flyer than a dove. That purple and orange representing, so you know it's us. I had to walk through the valley, I'm fighting off all my demons. I'm searching for meaning, I don't need a reason, we just want it all. Yeah, look in the mirror, that's your competition. You either go hard or give up, that's your decision. I had to fight through the trenches, there's patience and repetition. The vision will meet the mission, I promise you will receive it all. Yeah, I'm just telling you it's real. You gotta go through the valley to reach the hills.
Rally the valley.
Rally.